Friends, it's a beautiful day here in the farm. The birds are singing, the sun is shining, the fields are green, there's sheep in this field in front of me. And what a beautiful place to be on a day like this. I'm not much of a farmer, granted, but my father knew a lot about farming, and my father-in-law, dairy farmer as well. And here we are, standing in front of this beautiful big class combine harvester. And this is a season of the year that we often refer to as harvest time. And the Bible, of course, has a lot to say about the harvest. In the book of Genesis, the Lord promises, as long as the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest. And then the Bible speaks about the end of the world, and the Lord Jesus told a great parable about the wheat and the tares, and he spoke about the harvest, and he said, the harvest is the end of the world. This world someday soon is going to end. And the Lord's going to divide the wheat from the chaff. He's going to separate the wheat from the tares. And that's a day that we all need to labor for. And as these things were in the hearts and minds of the disciples, the Savior pointed them to a field of wheat. And he said to them, say ye not, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest? They thought they had plenty of time. And then he says, lift up your eyes, look in the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And whenever the grain turns white and it gets heavy and it begins to swell and the grain begins to get heavy, the Lord says, look in the fields are white already. And he was speaking in a spiritual sense. He was saying to the disciples, look all around you. Look at the people around you. The harvest is hastening on. Many of these people are lost. Many of these people are not ready to meet the Lord. Many of these people don't have long to live. And he says, you don't have 4 months. He says, you need to pray now. The Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth or thrust forth laborers into his harvest fields. And friends, as we look at this world around us in 2021, I see that the Lord is really speaking to our hearts, those of us who are saved. What are we doing to reach lost men and women for the Saviour? Farmers all around us nowadays are busy. In fact, farmers are busy most of the time, especially dairy farmers and so on and so forth. They're always busy. There's always something to do. And yet, so many of God's people are idle in a spiritual sense, at ease in Zion. And yet the fields around us are white already to harvest. Folks, people are lost. People need the Lord. Every day they pass us by. We can see it in their eyes. People filled with care, with anxiety, headed who knows where. I want to appeal to Christians today. Let's give ourselves to prayer. Let's take the things of God seriously. Let's get burdened for the lost. Let's live with eternity's values in view. And let's serve the Lord with all of our hearts in these days. Because there's a world out there that needs the Saviour. There's a world out there that needs Jesus Christ. There's a world out there that needs the gospel. Let's labour. Let's spend and be spent. And let's do what we can to bring in the harvest. And let's seek the Saviour in these days. And let's live as if every day counts, because it really does. Let's live each day as if it's our last. May God bless you and encourage you and strengthen you and enable you to live for Him in these days. Thank you so much. God bless you.